Now, we're here in the Dining Cafe, and I want you to help me welcome this living legend, this walking icon, Pastor Shirley Caesar. Most people don't know the true life story of Shirley Caesar. They know Shirley Caesar as the singer, but they don't know the true, you know, the history that came along. You told the story years ago about how you became affiliated with Albertina Walker.
The Caravan.
Yes. Just take a minute, recount that.
Oh, that was a long time ago. I was just fresh out of school, not high school. I think I had already gone maybe like a year and a half to 2 years college. And my mom didn't have any more money for me to go back to school that following August. And so the Caravans came through Raleigh, North Carolina, along with the Blind Boys. It was like five or six of those groups members. And Albertina Andes and Sarah McKissick were the only three in her group that day. I don't know what had happened, but they had Eddie Williams, I think, playing, and just the three singers. And I told Dorothy Love Coates of the Original Gospel Harmonettes, I said, tell that lady I can sing that missing part. Donnie, because I've always said, Lord, you don't have to do much. Just crack the door, and I'll kick it down for your glory. That's all. Just crack it. And Dorothy told me that she gave Albertina the message. I don't know. All I know, they were in Raleigh, North Carolina that afternoon. And then they left there and went to Kinston, North Carolina, which was, I guess, about 90 miles away for an evening concert. And I wrote my own request. Please call on Shirley Caesar to sing. I was helping God crack that door.
He gave you the wisdom.
Amen, amen. I said, tell that lady I can sing that part. I wrote my own request. Please call on Shirley Caesar to sing a solo. During the intermission, the lady said, somebody sent up a request for some Shirley Caesar. I said, that's me. I took out running down the front, and I ran up on the stage. They didn't have anybody to play for me or anything. But I remember singing The Lord Will Make a Way somehow. I was taking care of my mom. We'd run out of money, had no more money. And I started singing Like a Ship That's Tossed. But at any rate, Albertina Walker said, I want that little girl. She had Reverend C.L. Franklin to call my mama. This was on Monday. And mom said, well, we don't have any more money, so you may as well go on. I sold my biology book, and I bought my ticket, met them in Washington, D.C. They rehearsed me that afternoon, and I went on stage that night, and the rest is history.